Welcome back to our radio show, Wholesome Pharma, brought to you live on the Cvine Network. I'm your host, Linda Forsyth. We brought back by popular demand Dr. Eric Cota, who is an MD. Dr. Cota has a unique area of expertise for a medical doctor as he specializes in acupuncture. Surprisingly, in many cases, your health insurance will cover it. If your insurance doesn't cover acupuncture, please discuss it with your doctor because he or she may be able to work with them. It's a great way to naturally allow your body to heal itself, deal with addictions, or manage pain. Last week, we discussed how acupuncture can manage or even alleviate pain. Today's message is all about how headaches and our migraines can be treated. Welcome back to our show, Dr. Cota.
Thank you, Linda.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, when you mentioned that acupuncture could actually help headaches or a migraine, I have been blessed where I have never had a migraine, but my daughter gets them, and it's just blinding for her. You know, she sees like bright flashes and extremely nauseated, and you know all the things that go on with a migraine. So how does it work with headaches or a migraine? How does it even begin?
Well, that's a good question. It is oftentimes related to stress or muscle tension, you know, muscle contraction. A lot of times people have tension built up in the muscles in their head or their neck or their shoulders, and it sets off their migraines. Quite possibly the blood vessels expanding and contracting can cause migraines to occur. And then there's also well-known triggers of various things externally that might set them off, such as certain foods or drink or things of that nature.
Well, you know, I can see why there would be different headaches. It doesn't necessarily have to be a migraine, like if it's a tension headache or, something else, stress, et cetera. So with that being said, what about hangovers? I mean, is that something, would it help a hangover, or are we just sticking with mostly something because of various type of tension headaches?
Well, I think the hangover due to migraines or the headaches due to hangovers are somewhat similar in nature, although they have the potential added portion of potentially significant dehydration or withdrawal from the alcohol. But the actual end result is a headache that's similar, that can be treated in a similar way with acupuncture. Quite interestingly, oftentimes migraines can be set off by not being hydrated well enough either. So there is some similarity to it, even though, the root causes may be different.
Well, again, the fact that you're a medical doctor and you also specialize in acupuncture, it's a very, very nice fit, because what if somebody was having headaches because they were possibly in the process of having a stroke or, something to this effect? You'd be able to obviously assess what type of pain it was and if it was something that warranted acupuncture, I'm assuming?
Yes. So it's very important to have the diagnosis set before, turning to acupuncture. In my case, it's kind of nice because I can do it all at the same visit as opposed to having to refer to someone and then they can get the acupuncture later. But if they're having a stroke, typically actually strokes don't have headaches so much, but other sorts of neurologic conditions or hemorrhages into the brain or the head can be associated with headaches. And we like to make sure we do a good neurologic exam and assessment to make sure that we're not missing some, serious or life-threatening condition before chalking it up to a migraine or a tension headache and going ahead and treating. Because I would not want to just mask a headache with acupuncture if, for instance, there was a stroke evolving at that time.
Well, there's people that just cannot take something like ibuprofen because it's too rough on their stomach, or any other type of headache medication. So the fact that acupuncture is available, especially is if you don't want to take medication and it just naturally gets rid of your headache, is truly, truly, it would be a blessing for many people. Have you, do you have any special cases of what has happened in the past that you could tell us about?
Well, I would just say that in general, it's quite amazing. Actually, it's one of the conditions that really convinced me that acupuncture was useful because, you know, over the years in my career, you know, over 20 plus years, I treated people with migraines and given them medicines and sometimes, you know, usually when they come to the doctor, it's something that's really horrible. And they've tried all the over-the-counters and maybe they even had migraine medicines that worked in the past, but this time it isn't working. And so it's pretty bad at that point, you know, for at least most people by the time they come to the doctor to, you know, seek help for their migraines or their headaches. And so typical treatments that we do medically, I got used to being very happy with the fact that I could get the edge off their headache and get them to the point where they felt like they could go home and go to sleep and sleep it off. You know, at least it wasn't so bad that they couldn't do that, you know. And by treating with acupuncture, I at least every week or two, I see a case where I treat them with acupuncture. I'm talking acute headaches, where, you know, I'll you know, just be in the habit and always do this. I'll say, okay, can I write you a note for work? Can I write you a note for school? Can I, you know, and, you know, they'll just have you go home. And they'll actually tell me, no, I think I'll go to work now. I'm okay, you know. And, you know, the first couple times that they happened, I was a little bit shocked because I could honestly say, when was the last time I heard that in my medical career, you know, not using acupuncture? I couldn't even remember. And it's almost a regular occurrence. Now, you know, it doesn't work every single time, but, you know, probably 75-80% of the time I get pretty good results. And, you know, a fair amount of the time, you know, people will decline, you know, my offers for sending them home from work or school, and they'll say, no, I'm good, you know. And so that's shocking and convincing to me that, wow, there's something to this, you know, and especially when it happens on a repeated basis.
Oh, that is huge, Dr. Cota. And I think medicine is going to be very transformed quickly over the next couple of years because more and more people are demanding wholesome, you know, non-medication, big pharma remedies. So they want something natural. They want something that does not take any medication, quite frankly. Well, Dr. Cota, we're going to go ahead and sign off for today. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to stay tuned for our next show on Wholesome Pharma with Dr. Cota, where we will be discussing how acupuncture can cure nausea or vertigo, which is also a type of dizziness. You can read or listen to many more natural and wholesome ways for preventative or even curative medicine on wholesomepharma.com. That is all one word, wholesomepharma.com. Good day, everyone.